the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Not only having the ability to teach, but apt to be taught himself. I believe that there's nothing worse than a dictator type of mentality for a preacher that thinks that he knows it all and cannot learn from the Lord's people. Apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. If a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? And I believe in verse 6, it explains all that. Not a novice. Not a novice. We're not trying to get preachers out and into a pulpit after 4 years of college because they're young and vibrant and able to, you know, take on the world, grab the world by the tail. No, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil.
That's why it says, when thou shalt make his soul an offering. Thou being God the Father. And he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. I used to read that, and that Christ would see his seed and prolong the seed's days, but that's not what it's saying. He, the Father, shall see his seed. The Father only has one seed. That's Christ. And he shall prolong his days. See, they put Christ to death, but that wasn't the end of his days. Just like with Joseph, when his brothers sold him into Egypt, and they took that blood-stained coat of many colors back to the Father, and the Father seeing it, it was for him a death. That's what it represented. And yet, what do we find? Joseph's days prolonged to where he eventually those brothers who hated him and in essence crucified him were brought to bow before him. Long his days. That's what God the Father has done with his Son. And the pleasure of the Lord, look at this and look at it and look at it. The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in whose hand? His hand. Christ's hand. That's why Christ in the garden thanked the Father that the Father had given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life unto as many as the Father had given him. If you're sitting listening to a preacher that says salvation is in your hands, I beg you, plug your ears and run hard the other way.